The views, comments, and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of Morris Media Studios, MorrisMediaLive.com, or its affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, yeah, we in the front row and it's so live.
Shout out to In the Front Row.
VLC, you'll see some of the highlights from Montrez going everyone, down. Everybody throughout their
drill. Baby, front row the best.
Now we in the front row. Hey, hey, thank you for tuning in to the show.
Now we live a show in the world. It's going down.
Everybody's so hype. High school to the pros. Now we in the front row.
Now we in the front row. Josh Reynolds.
Yeah. Now you in the front row. How does it feel?
Good, you know,
bro, when it's so live, got the best view, VIP courtside.
Oh, man, hurt,
it's going down,
you know,
everybody's
like
so hype. High school
course,
to the pros, now we in the front row. Hey, hey, thank you for tuning in to the show. Hey, hey, now we ballin', homie, you already know. Hey, it's going
and
down.
And we are live here from Los Angeles, here at Morris Media Studios, where we bring you In the Front Row, where we give you the best view in sports. Myself, Fredo Cervantes, and you know, we're just very excited to go ahead and finally get this show on the road. You know, as well, we want to give a quick shout out to Shireen Ryan out in Europe right now, enjoying her holidays, man. We can't wait. Shireen, get back over here. We can't wait to have you here on deck. And, you know, this is brought to you by In the Front Row. You know, we're going to go ahead and be bringing you a lot of great experiences throughout all of sports, NFL, NBA, baseball. College, all of the above. You know, that's what we do here at In the Front Row. And, you know, I'm not going to be here by myself the whole time. It's going to be a whole group of people, a lot of great guests. But here with me today, very own special co-host, Dylan Schreitman. Dylan, welcome to the show, Dylan.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Hey, man, it's an honor to go in and have you here. So, you know, it is our very first get-go put together here. So I'm very excited to go ahead and have myself, Fredo, and Dylan here. Real quick, Dylan, let's go ahead and introduce ourselves, of course, to the audience here and let them know exactly where we come from and who we are. Let's go ahead and start with you real quick, Dylan. I know I just met you not too long ago, but where are you from and what got you here today?
All righty. Yep. I'm from Maryland. Shout out to the great state of Maryland. Moved to LA about 9 months ago and moved here for entertainment, television, everything like that. Went to college at Seton Hall University, also go Pirates. So I went to college at Seton Hall University, did a lot of sports journalism, sports work, sports production there. So yeah, I'm glad to be here.
You're glad to be here. And I know when I first met you, you told me you're a DC guy, right? DC up in Maryland guy.
Yeah, close to it. Yeah,
close to it.
About an hour. Yeah,
about an hour. But you know, you mentioned you're a Wizards fan. You know, as well, maybe a Nationals fan, right?
I'm an Orioles fan.
Oh, you're an Orioles. Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah, I'm from Baltimore, so an Orioles fan, Ravens fan. But yeah, there is no basketball team in Baltimore, so I am a Wizards fan. You are correct.
You are a Wizards fan. And I mean, I don't want to talk much about the Wizards, but I want to talk just a little bit about the Nationals. Did you get a chance to see the Nationals win it all this year?
I did. It was a great series. Very exciting. I would have loved to be there because it was only about an hour from my house. But yeah, it was something that DC's been winning a lot lately, so
it
was something that was very, very exciting for the fans of DC. A long, long overdue.
Yes, it was long overdue for the Nationals, and congratulations to the Washington Nationals. You know, I haven't been in front of a camera since, you know, my Dodgers fell down to the Nationals. It was very upsetting to see it happen, and, you know, everyone thought this year was the year for the Dodgers, and basically, it was a fraud. It was a setup. They set us up to lose in game five. I don't know how that happened. But, you know, it had to do with management. At the end of the day, the Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts, who I'm not happy when I say his name.
Okay.
But that's how you're going to get to know me about me and Dave Roberts. Me and Dave Roberts don't have a great we don't have a great relationship together right now. But, you know, hopefully there's a change that happens that really changes his team coming up in the upcoming years. And hopefully, you know, the Dodgers, 7 years winning the division and no title, that just shows a lot that has to do with management there. So I don't know.
I mean, the Angels just changed their management, so it might be an LA
I mean,
thing.
They change it every day. It's the Angels.
It might be time for the Dodgers. It's been a few years now where they've gotten right on the brink of or even got to the World Series a couple of years ago and still wasn't able to pull it out. Yeah, you fans in LA, I feel bad for you guys. Yes. It's Heartbreak City out here.
It is. I mean, for Angel fans, yeah, they can say, hey, you know, we got one in 2002 mm-hmm. out here in LA. Yeah. Basically, you're in Orange County. You're in Anaheim. You're not in Los Angeles. So, but it has been 17 years for them. But, you know, they got a couple great players in Mike Trout mm-hmm. And as well their Ohtani as well. But, I mean, something they got to do something with that talent down there because Mike Trout won an MVP again. Congratulations to Mike Trout. And as well to the Dodgers outfielder Cody Bellinger winning his first National League MVP. But, I mean, we got two MVPs down here in Southern California. So, I mean, baseball is going on, but mm-hmm. basketball.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Let's talk a little bit about basketball, guys.
Yeah, so let's lead it in. Basketball, very, very big in L.A. this season, the Lakers and Clippers. The most anticipated season in a while, very, very long time for both the Lakers and the Clippers. And let's start with the Lakers. We'll break one team down at a time, off to a very good start. Currently hold the best record in the NBA at 14-2. Yes, after that loss of opening night to the Clippers, they've ran off a bunch of wins since. They're currently on a 7-game winning streak are the Lakers with Anthony Davis and LeBron James both north of 25 points per game. Let's do the initial impression of how the Lakers have been this season. What are you impressed with? What do you think maybe needs to change despite having the best record in the NBA?
Man, impressive. I mean, they've been very impressive mm-hmm. by the defensive side. I did not think that this Laker team was going to be as great in defense mm-hmm. as in offense as they have been this year. But just with Dwight Howard and Anthony Davis, as well as Avery Bradley, who came on and, you know, has been hurt over the past 2-3 games, has been very impressive. The defensive side of the ball, the blocks.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis leads the league in blocks, as well as LeBron has been playing some of the best defense that he has played in his 17th year, guys. 17th year. LeBron James is just remarkable on the court. He's just like, I'm just so excited to see this Laker team really take it all this year. But the impressive side has been on the defensive side. But I guess the part they can improve in is just being, they're being consistent, mm-hmm. But it's just shooting the three ball. I mean, one thing they just got to step up is shooting the three ball. I mean, if they make the three, they're going to be good. But when they miss it and they can make it, is very bad there. So, I mean, but besides that, Anthony Davis and LeBron James got this put together. There's no doubt about that. They are the trio, I mean, the duo here in Los Angeles.
I was going to just ask you, I was going to lead into that question. Two big duos here in Los Angeles between Anthony Davis, between LeBron James and then Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, who we'll talk about in a moment. You believe Anthony Davis and LeBron James are the best duo in the league?
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. I didn't even have to think about that one because you're talking about LeBron James. Arguably, LeBron is arguably the greatest player that has ever played this game, which I still kind of don't give him the leap yet, just yet, because he's still got a couple more things to go ahead and prove. But LeBron James, 17th year, man. He's about to turn 35 in less than a month. I mean, this guy is playing, I mean, like no other. I mean, there's nobody else that you would want to select right now mm-hmm. to lead your team, even though he's going to be 35. I mean, I'll still pick him right now. If you tell me, hey, Fredo, give me five guys, mm-hmm. pick your first guy, and then let's go win a championship. I'm going to go ahead and pick LeBron James right now. But with Anthony Davis, mm-hmm. I mean, that's another thing right there. Anthony Davis is a monster, guys. Anthony Davis is a killer. Down low from the three-point line. I mean, at the free throw line, he's shooting 100%. At times in the games, he's going 15 for 15. I mean, this guy gets fouled, he's going to make the buckets. I mean, there's nothing else besides these two guys that you cannot do. I mean, it's like peanut butter and jelly. Mm-hmm. That's technically it. I mean, these two guys fit so well together. That is very impressive.
Yeah, and by the time Anthony Davis finishes his career, if he's not already, I believe he will be the best power forward of all time to go down. Anthony Davis, I mean, you got to think, a couple years ago, he led a talentless Pelicans team to the playoffs. Yeah, I know the East isn't as deep, but still, leading a team to a playoffs like that, obviously big hopes here in LA. And I've been impressed defensively as well. Mm-hmm. And you just look at the stats, you can look at how they've played. Statistically, they are not Anthony Davis only leads the league in blocks. They lead the league in blocks as a team. They're second in point differential, but as well fourth in defensive points per game. And that was people's concern coming in, was were they going to be able to play defense? My concern is more the bench. Will they be able to make a playoff run? Because the depth there, you could say it could be better.
Yeah.
And my concern is come playoff time when you've gone through the season and fatigue starts to set in, do you have players that can step in and play a role? That's my concern right now for the Lakers.
I mean, you got players like Quinn Cook. Yeah. You got other players like Rajon Rondo coming off the bench, guys who've won rings.
Yeah.
And you got guys like Danny Green as well, who's won some rings. Dwight, you know, being the type of player he's been. I mean, yeah, you have a group of players who have a lot to prove.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's a lot that they really want to show out. And, I mean, there's just a reason why this whole team is really just gelling together. I mean, I heard this morning someone say they're like, wow, this team looks like they've been put together for 5 years already because they're just playing so damn good together that it makes it very exciting to go ahead and see what this team is capable of doing by the end of June.
And many people thought it would probably take a few months for AD and LeBron to gel together. And they, for the first 16 games, have already gelled pretty efficiently. People thought, oh, maybe you heard a lot of sports analysts saying maybe the Lakers will not win the championship this year, but maybe in a few years when they gel together, that will happen. But they've looked very, very impressive so far. I do want to bring something up that happened in the Lakers' most recent game against Memphis. LeBron James had 0 free throw attempts in the game. Wow. He had 27 field goal attempts. It's the most in his career without having a free throw attempt. Frank Vogel was very actually frustrated with the referees after the game, said he was going to talk to the league about it. Do you think this is a concern moving forward?
No, I don't think so. I mean, nothing like that should really be a problem. Yeah, nothing like that should really be a problem. I kind of lost my question. Sorry, LeBron. Say that one more time real quick. It's all good. It's all good.
So do you think LeBron James, with referees maybe not giving calls, he had 0 free throw attempts. Do you think that's a concern moving forward on his body, maybe physically?
No, I mean, I saw most of the game. Yeah. Looking at what LeBron was doing, yeah, there was a couple calls that he could have gotten. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he gave in, 30 points throughout the night. Still put in some of the assists and rebounds. So there's just moments that LeBron got to take over. Mm-hmm. And lately, he's been taking a lot of jump shots.
Mm-hmm.
So LeBron, you know, has been taking a lot more jump shots than usual. So he's kind of staying off the paint. So I would see why he probably didn't get any attempts last night.
Yeah, Lakers fans just really hope that it won't hurt his body moving forward, or he won't have an injury moving forward. Let's move to the other team in Staples Center, the Clippers. They are off to an 11-5 start. And after opening night, when the Clippers beat the Lakers without Paul George, everyone was hyped. But then since then, they, you know, it's been an up and down season. They're currently on the up with Paul George back. They're 4-1 since Paul George has returned, and currently currently on a 4-game winning streak. Your impressions on the Lakers so far, how, with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, how can they contend with a team like the Lakers who are off to this hot of a start?
Yeah, I mean, believe it or not, when this team got put together in early July, when Kawhi decided to come over here and Paul George decided to request a trade. Yeah. That's another thing that before we kind of move on this, I wanted to say, I mean, Paul George, no one looks at that. Mm-hmm. Paul George requested a trade out of Oklahoma City. It's not that Oklahoma just, hey, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and trade you. No. He decided to walk out of there, whatever situation it was that he and Russell Westbrook had. But what makes you think he's going to have the same or some of the success that he had with Kawhi Leonard here in the Clippers? You know, honestly, Kawhi and Paul George seem somewhat of the kind of similar players, same kind of game style.
Mm-hmm.
They're both two great defensive players. They can both shoot the ball very good. They can go put the ball down on the floor and take it to the hoop. But Paul George has always, you know, kind of been a guy who's never really proven when it's time for you to prove it down there.
Yeah.
At moments, you know, clutch moments, he's not really there. He can't really close certain games. So, you know, he does have Kawhi Leonard. But at the same time, Kawhi, I don't know. Can he do it now with the Clippers? He did it with the Raptors against Noel Durant, against Noel Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Can he do it against a powerful team in a 7-game series?
I think so. I think Kawhi Leonard, you saw when he won his first chip with San Antonio and then moved on to Toronto and won one there. I don't worry as much as Paul George. I think he'll grow with the clutch factor, if you want to call it. I think that Kawhi Leonard has that already. So you have that go-to player to go to at the end of the game. And I'm big on two-way players in the NBA. If you can play defensively as well, both of them are that. So I think I don't think the duo measurement when you talk about AD, when you talk about LeBron and then Kawhi and Paul George is that far off. I think it's actually a lot closer to the team because I think Kawhi could be – obviously LeBron is currently the best player in the NBA in my opinion. But I think Kawhi could be number two. He is right there.
He is.
And, yeah, when – as Max Kellerman says, when he wins his third finals MVP, people will believe in him. But I don't know if that will happen, but he has that it factor.
Yeah.
He's a good defensive player. Obviously, you're not going to shut down LeBron James.
Yeah.
But we've seen in the finals that he's limited LeBron James, and that's all you ask for somebody to limit the potential of a player like that. So I think the Clippers, I think they're deeper than the Lakers. I think they have a better head coach than the Lakers.
I mean, you have a better name. Yeah, I mean, I guess think, you can a name. Yeah, you have a Doc Rivers who has really won. But at the same time, he's not one of. I mean, yeah, he's a great coach, but Frank Vogel still is Frank Vogel.
That's
true. He's still a little unproven. Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, he's a great headed coach, and he's an impressive. I didn't think he was gonna be able to do this.
I didn't
think we were gonna be at 14-2.
Yeah, I didn't think he would get the job when the job opening was there. And then actually, I will say what he did in Indiana was you have to give him respect. Hit the credit. What he did in Indiana led them
took
to
LeBron's
playoff runs
into a multiple game sevens.
Yeah, that actually he is a heck of a coach. But maybe the name Doc Rivers. Yeah. I think Doc Rivers is a very talented head coach.
No,
so,
he
think,
is, of course.
Yeah, and obviously it's like I said earlier, it's the most anticipated season in a while here in Los Angeles for basketball. At the end of the season, do you think an LA team takes home the championship?
I do think so. You know, I do very think that LA team will win the championship, and I honestly don't think it's going to be the last two standing. I can see the Clippers possibly winning some, but I don't see them winning at all. I mean, I do see the Lakers having the talent and just what comes behind who the Lakers are. I feel like just the energy they are carrying this year reminds me of other championship years that the Lakers have had before. And I mean, with the Clippers, I can't say I've seen it done before. So I don't know what to expect from the Clippers. The Clippers have not proven anything in almost 60 years. And, you know, I don't know what else do they have to prove. I mean, yeah, they do have two great players. But at the same time, whenever you have the great players, doesn't mean you're going to be able to win the championship. But in that case, I think you're going to kind of have to put a case in for the Houston Rockets now. The Houston Rockets might, you know, try to get in the middle of the LA teams to try to get out of the West, specifically now that the Warriors are completely out, it seems like. But
it's a difficult question. I know a lot of people, I just think the storyline is too good.
Yeah.
Like the LA basketball storyline is
imagine
too good.
Imagine those two teams put together in the Western Conference Finals.
I think the Clippers or Lakers will represent out of the West. I think there is a possibility someone could come out of the East and possibly, I guess, ruin that storyline.
Yeah.
I think if I'm picking right now, I think the Clippers will come out of the West. And I think you have to look, the East, you got to think it's not as deep. So it's not going to be as challenging in the playoffs.
That's
They're
right.
not going to be as fatigued. I think if you look at a team like Milwaukee, you have Giannis Antetokounmpo, and then you have who has playoff experience now.
Yeah.
Last year, the question was he had a brilliant season, but he was going into the playoffs and he didn't have any experience, and now he has a year under his belt. I think you look like a team like Milwaukee, you look at a team like Boston who is starting to get their footing again. I think a team like that could possibly pull an upset against the Clippers or Lakers.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see for that one there.
Yes.
Now we can go ahead and take a quick commercial break. Then we can come back and, you know, we have a great developing story that we want to go ahead and share with everybody out there. And as well, you know, if you have any more questions, feel free to go ahead and call us in at 323-293-3375. As we are here live from Morris Media Studios in Los Angeles, here within the Front Row, myself, Alfredo Cervantes, Dylan Schreibman here right next to me. And we'll be right back here at Morris Media Studios.
I mean, where should I really even start? I got that I'm keeping in the dark. I got my across the street living large. Thinking back to the fact that they dead. Thought my raps wasn't facts till they sat with the bars. I got two phones, one need a charge. Yeah, they twins, I could tell that apart.
Give me the green light. Oh, yeah. Cause I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go.
What you waiting for?
Nick,
we only got
right
one
now,
life.
Oh, man,
and we gon' live it up.
You know,
so give me
like
the green
champ.
Light.
Of course, you know.
Cause I'm ready to go. Oh, 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 oh
one and only LaMelo Ball. LaMelo, how you doing today?
I'm about that, mommy. Yeah, I got the key and I'm gonna lock that, mommy. Yeah, we can roll and I'm gonna rock that, mommy. I do what I say.
Give me the green light. Cause I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go.
What you waiting for?
Nick,
we only got
one life.
And we gonna live it up.
You know,
so give me
like
the green light.
Of course, you know.
Cause I'm ready to go.
Last time that I checked, it was five chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect. Then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked, I've been self-made from the dribble. I was been saying I'ma kill him. Nah. Playing no games with you niggas. Pop clutch, switch lanes on you niggas.
The
I laid down the game for you niggas. Taught you how to charge more than what they pay for you niggas. On the whole thing for you niggas. Reinvest, double up, then explain for you niggas. It gotta be love. Run the city, it gotta be cut. It's for the pieces I took off the Monopoly board.
Welcome back to In the Front Row Sports Talk here from the Morris Media Studios. And Fredo, we want to get into some exciting possible news you have here about LaMelo Ball and a developing story. So why don't you give us, you're releasing an article tomorrow. Why don't you give us a sneak preview of what you're releasing?
Well, yeah, so I'll be releasing a new article on LaMelo Ball. What's on LaMelo's mind lately? Right now, as we know, LaMelo is dominating the league right now in Australia in the NBL with the Illawarra Hawks right now. And LaMelo is honestly right now, he's on another level. He's not on nobody else's level like these other college players are. I mean, there's not another kid that you see right now be the type of player that he is, the type of mature player that he's become, especially just being 18 years old right now. And LaMelo right now is honestly one of the little sneak peeks I want to give you right now, little meatball, is, you know, LaMelo is honestly right now, there's only one thing on his mind. He's not worried about where he's going to go in the draft or where he can possibly be or play at. Right now, LaMelo is just focused and training to become a future Hall of Famer. That's the only thing that's on his mind right now, is becoming a Hall of Famer. And if you really think about a player like him right now, 18-year-old LaMelo Ball, only having on his mind becoming a Hall of Famer, every other kid out there right now, every other 18-year-old, every other college player right now that's looking to be a prospect in this upcoming draft is not thinking about being a Hall of Famer. These kids out there are probably just thinking about other things that are going through their minds, homework or whatnot. But this guy, LaMelo Ball, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. That's something he's working on right now. So that's something very interesting that, you know, we're going to go ahead and be looking at after I release my article tomorrow morning on LaMelo Ball.
Yeah, so his journey, obviously, you're going to release that. And the NBA is obviously coming up for him. Can you give us a sneak preview, I guess, for the listeners out there or viewers out there about his possible NBA journey and what?
So it's very
teams he could land or something
like that. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of teams where he can land, of course. You know, you look at LaMelo Ball, the type of talent he is. He's going to go 1, 2, or 3. There's no doubt about 1, 2, or 3. And it really depends on which owner out there. I mean, there's 30 owners, of course, but there's only going to be about 3 owners who are going to get the opportunity to possibly draft LaMelo Ball, this 18-year-old phenom. And you're looking at that, you're looking at the possible New York Knicks. Of course, the New York Knicks are always at the top of the list when it comes to draft picks. Then you look at other couple teams that are kind of, you know, falling down the ladder, where you look at the possible New Orleans Pelicans, depending on how Zion returns and, you know, picks up his team back. And, you know, having his older brother, Lonzo Ball, being with the Pelicans after being traded from the Los Angeles Lakers. But there's another team out there right now floating around that can possibly loop into the LaMelo sweepstakes.
We're going to tune in for it.
Which is, you know, the Golden State Warriors. We all think about right now the Golden State Warriors, who they were over the past 5 years, 5 straight championship years, but then they're having a down year this year. Right now they're landing at about like 2-14, the opposite of the Lakers right now. They're falling at the very bottom of the league right now. They have a chance at possibly, you know, being at the mark where they can draft LaMelo Ball early on in the draft. And, you know, GM from the Warriors right now, he's traveling to Australia to scout LaMelo Ball right now. So the Warriors GM, he's flying on his way to Australia to just scout him because they know they have a chance at LaMelo Ball. So when you really think about LaMelo, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, D'Angelo Russell still right there, you're looking at five great players that can just flip over the 2020-21 season next year. So that's going to be very exciting to see. But, of course, more details on that article releasing tomorrow morning, guys.
Yeah, well, we look forward to seeing that article be published. And we look forward for him to continue his journey and actually see where he ends up. Let's move into the NFL.
Yes.
A lot happened today.
Week 12. It's NFL Sunday.
Of the National Football League. The Chargers were on a bye, and the Rams have a big game tomorrow. So I do want to, since we are based here in Los Angeles, we do want to talk about, it's been an interesting season to say the least for both teams here in LA. We'll start with the Rams. They're currently 6-4. They have a big game tomorrow.
Yes,
Monday night.
Very big.
They host the Baltimore Ravens with Lamar Jackson coming in. Do you consider this season for the Rams a disappointment so far?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a very big disappointment. I mean, you have a team who not just disappointed this year, disappointed at the Super Bowl last year. Only scoring 3 points in a Super Bowl game. Yes, you were playing against the New England Patriots. Yes, you were playing against Tom Brady. But only scoring 3 points, I mean, that was a very big disappointment. And I thought Sean McVay would have learned his mistakes that he made in that game. But it seems like he's still making a lot of similar mistakes this year. I mean, the chances the Rams making the playoffs are like at 33% right now. So which is very bad for the Los Angeles Rams and the Los Angeles Rams fan base. I mean, I'm not a Rams supporter. I'm not here to support the Rams. Yes, they're in L.A., but if you got to pick one or the two, which is the L.A. Chargers, you got to go ahead and show love to the L.A. Chargers. But yeah, so that's what's really going on in disappointment with the L.A. Rams right now.
I don't know if I can. It's very difficult. Obviously, they made a Super Bowl run last year. Jared Goff was playing a lot better last season.
But they made it as a 13-3?
Yeah. Jared Goff played a lot better last season as he is. He's been, in my opinion, not worth the guaranteed money that he got, making him the highest paid quarterback. I think that was maybe a costly decision. We'll see in the future. But I think right now they sit at 6-4. The Vikings are 8-3. They were on a bye. The Vikings currently hold the last wild card spot
in
the NFC. So it is getting close to a must-win for the Rams.
Yes.
Because if you think of it, if they lose tomorrow night, they're 6-5. That makes them 2 games back from that wild card spot, a very difficult chase. And then 7-4, 6-5, it's a whole different outlook on the season. Obviously, the Rams have made moves defensively this season to try to bring in Jalen Ramsey, to try to toughen up that defense. But I think it all comes down to the quarterback play. And I think you have to look at what Jared Goff and how up and down he's been this season. He has 11 touchdowns compared to 10 interceptions. Not very good, and it's been a learning experience, I guess, if you say, for Sean McVay.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's very, it's just, it reminds me a little bit of the Dodger season. I mean, being a Dodger fan, it's just so, seeing what we went through, and then, you know, the whole hype the previous year, and then you come back this year, and it's just kind of like a slap in the face. But, I mean, that's what kind of landed to the Rams fam. And, I mean, believe it or not, I predicted this early on in the year. Week one of the NFL, I was on Sports Collective TV, which is another show here on Morris Media on Monday evenings. And I said it, the Rams are not going to get it this year. I mean, they got a team that lost a lot of great players. I mean, they gained some great players, a couple of players that, you know, haven't done anything for them this year. But then Jared Goff was just, I think once he accepted that money, that millions of dollars he got from the Rams this offseason, early on in the year, I think that just kind of went through his head, and he just thought, hey, I'm never going to work hard again in my life. And basically, that's what it seems like right now for the Los Angeles Rams.
They are on an uphill trend. They've won 3 of their last 4 games, but it's a huge game tomorrow night when they welcome Baltimore. And their schedule,
Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, we'll talk about him in a second. Their schedule gets very difficult.
Yeah.
After Baltimore, they travel to Arizona. They host Seattle. They're at Dallas, at San Francisco, and finish with Arizona.
Dallas and Seattle.
It is a tough uphill climb
for
the Rams. And I think you might be seeing no Los Angeles teams in the playoffs this season, because the Chargers not doing well as well. They are 4-7 this year, and all 7 of the Chargers' losses are by 7 points or less. So football has been not as great as expected here in Los Angeles. I want to talk real quickly about the MVP race.
Yeah.
Who would you pick as your MVP through 12 weeks of the season?
As of right now, I think there's only about one guy after seeing what he did today. At this point, you got to give it to Jimmy Garoppolo. I think there is not another guy right now who's very much just impressed me. Literally, from the beginning of the season, literally just looked at me. He's like, hey, Fredo, I'm going to be the MVP. This is what I'm doing right now. And that's exactly what Jimmy Garoppolo has been doing this year. He's very impressive, just outstanding the way he's been playing. And he proved it against Aaron Rodgers. And Jimmy, I thank you for being the Green Bay Packers today. Thank you, Jimmy.
I have to disagree with you. I didn't think you're... That kind of shocked me. I have to say...
I shocked you, right? Yeah, shocked the world right there.
Yeah, Jimmy. I would say it has to be Lamar Jackson. Don't think there's a question. What he's done, obviously, only through... they play tomorrow night. But he has over 2,000 passing. He has 2,258. He has a lot more rush yards than most quarterbacks.
Yes,
and
he does.
He had 25 total touchdowns. And what he's done to kind of elevate this Baltimore team after the whole Joe Flacco controversy and people not believing in Lamar Jackson, being like, oh, he's only a running back. He's improved his accuracy this year. His team is 8-2. Your team has to make the playoffs. They have to be good. Lamar Jackson's, the Ravens sit at 8-2. They're most likely going to the playoffs and possibly a Super Bowl contender. I think you have to give it to Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. So it's going to be pretty exciting. Especially, mm-hmm. I mean, I might change my mind tomorrow, depending on how great Lamar Jackson is tomorrow on Monday Night Football, which we can watch that.
Who wins?
If I got to put everything on the line, I would say Baltimore. Baltimore's going to win this tomorrow. They're here tomorrow at the LA Coliseum, which is just minutes away from where we're at right now.
I agree. I
say Monday Night Football on ESPN Baltimore and the Rams tomorrow. But hey, Dylan, it's been a great first show today, man. So, you know, we're underway with the first one. You know, we're going to have a lot of great special guests coming up in the upcoming. I mean, we're here every Sunday.
And surprises. Yeah,
a lot of great surprises, a lot of great guests coming in and out here. So it's going to be very exciting to see what we come up with you guys, especially because 2020 is just right around the corner. But I want to go ahead and give a quick thank you here to Dylan Schreitman to go ahead and stopping by here and welcome to In the Front Row. It's going to be very exciting to see what In the Front Row brings to you guys because you guys are the fans and the people out there who we love and support. So we're going to go ahead and do that. And myself, Fredo Cervantes, is here with In the Front Row. I just want to go ahead and again give a quick thank you and shout out to Shireen Ryan out there in Europe. Go ahead and have some fun out there, celebrate, and come back because we're going to go ahead and talk about why Dwight Howard is one of the best Lakers right now. So that's going
to
be exciting. But a quick thank you again, Morris Media Studios here today, live from Los Angeles. We'll be back with you guys next Sunday, 7:30 here, MorrisMediaLive.com. Thank you guys very much. Shout out to my boy, LaRon, back there. LaRon, thank you very much. We'll see you guys next Sunday, guys.
Hey, yeah, we in the front row and it's so live. Got the best view, VIP courtside. It's going down, everybody so hype. High school to the pros, now we in the front row. Hey, thank you for tuning in to the show. Hey, now we ballin', homie, you already know. It's going down, everybody so hype. High school to the pros, now we in the front row. Hey, now we in the front row.